welcome to Joy Moments, where we share stories of joy to make joy ripples across the world. I am Lacey, here with Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Lacey. You're right, across the world. I'm going to go ahead and say across the universe.
Ooh.
Because who knows where these sound waves are going? It could be everywhere.
Yeah, in like 1,000 years, they could reach something. It's 1,000 light years, right? Or is that further away? I don't know. Yeah.
Joy ripples are endless.
Yes. I just had a small existential crisis, but in a good way.
One thing I love about us is you just never know where our conversation's going to go. And we just went deep real quick and we were just doing the intro.
Yeah. Well, I know Sarah and I are both excited today because I put a call out on Threads and TikTok for people's joy moments. And I've got quite a few. But I know Sarah and I both have joy moments. So I want to start with ours and then we'll jump into others. So do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
I want you to go first.
Okay. So as I believe I've talked about before here, I am an avid audiobook listener, reader, however you want to call it. Audiobooks count as reading. Let's not talk about it. Anyway, and I am a very, I like to call it mood-based, very chaotic. Like I have like I check certain things when stuff comes out in the library, I find it. And I saw something on Twitter of a like recommendation. I was like, well, I'll try that book because I was in a little bit of a slump. I don't usually read dark romance. It's a little not me, but this was a dark romance. And since I was like in a slump, I'm like, I'll try something different. So I start listening to it. And first, a pet peeve. I don't understand why books need to be like trilogies or duets where it's one story broken up over multiple books. I don't like that personally, but it's fine. And I got into a series without really knowing it. So I got to the end of this book, ends on a cliffhanger. I mean, now I'm literally telling you why people do this, because what talk about. And I then naturally searched the library, right? Is this book, can I get this book? And the libraries don't have it yet. But Libby has this feature where if it's a book that exists in their system, you can say, notify me. And if it comes available and gets added to your library, they will notify you that it is ready. The next day, the second book became available and I got to borrow it and start it the next day. Isn't that beautiful? Like I'm almost to the end of it. Like I've got about 45 minutes left. Yes. I listen basically all day long. So let's not judge me. Anyway, and I'm thinking about not finishing it so that I don't get myself in the same situation. Cause I see where this bus is driving, you know, like, oh, we're going to get to another, like, you know what I mean? I was like, maybe I'll stop now before we get to the true, true cliffhanger and go from there. But yeah, when that happened yesterday, I was like, ah, oh, the universe is looking out for me. This is fantastic. You know, I had a book that was in between the two and I was wrapping that one up. Like, it's just fantastic. Loved it so much. Thank you, libraries. Thank you, universe. Thank you, audiobooks.
I am laughing because we are so different. You're like, I don't like that when they break it up into three parts. I'm like, I love that because that means I get to be in that world even longer. So, but I also get that, like, you're not going to finish it because I didn't finish the last episode of A Marvelous Mrs. Maisel because I knew it was going to be a really uncomfortable cliffhanger. I could see it. And so I actually paused and I said, I will watch that when the next season comes out so I can go right into the resolution. So I get all angles.
Here's a quick question. Do you like surprises?
Only if they make me happy.
Well, okay, yeah, I'm talking about just in general, most likely good surprises. Like,
oh yeah, no, yes.
It's not that I don't like them. I cannot handle them. Yes. Okay, so like if I have an inkling of a surprise coming, I need to know right now. I need to know right now. I don't want to wait. I need to know right now. It is a compulsion. It is a problem for me. And so like. And naturally, Joe loves this fact and just tortures me with it. So one of his favorite things to do is be like, I bought your Christmas present and then leave it there. And I'm like, you?
I am the inverse of you because I love that. I love having a gift under the tree for 30 days, building up of what could it be? Knowing it's there. It's almost hard for me to open it because then that's gone. that feeling is then gone.
We are so different.
You're so different. This, you know what this also reminds me of? The chocolate babka story that you told, where you and I are also different in that. I'm going to eat the whole chocolate babka right away, and you are going to squirrel away little chocolate babka nuggets for the future.
Wish I had some chocolate babka in my freezer right now.
I cannot know that it exists, or it will consume me. Hello, anxiety. That's from me.
Must be really hard for you to plan a trip because you want it to happen. You plan it. You must want it to happen the very next day.
Oh, it's so hard for me, Sarah. It's so hard for me. So hard.
Okay.
And then giving a gift, it's the same thing. I'm like, if I'm really excited, I'm like, I just want to give you the gift now. Like, I cannot. I'm a very future-oriented person, and I think that's part of it, is like my brain is always moving to the future. And once I know the future, I need the future to be now, which is also a very lacy thing that we've talked about a lot.
Very, like, deep thought. I want the future to be now. Well, then it's the now, and then there's a new future. Like, you can never actually grasp it. It's always out of reach.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
Okay, before we turn this into ways that gifts torture Lacey, I will go into my joyful moment. This, to me, is joy on top of joy. It is such it's like a, what do you call this, perpetual motion? It's like a joy professional motion. Okay, so when my son was little, we had these pop-up tents, or they weren't tents. They were actually cubes and tunnels. They're from IKEA, so you can connect the tunnel to the cubes. And we had 3 tunnels and 2 cubes. And so for a little tiny toddler, that is amazing, because you can start it in one room and go to another room and it becomes this whole thing. And my son was extremely active. I always joked he was like 3 kids in one. And so on rainy days or bad weather days, I mean, this was my sanity. So son is older. He doesn't need those anymore. We don't have little kids coming in the house. So I went to clear him out. And my husband has a coworker who has a very active toddler. So I said, why don't you figure out if he would like these, and we sent them over. And then my husband showed a picture to me of his coworker's son popping his head out, because the pop-up tents have these little circles where you can like pop your head out. And he is just so happy. And so it's like, seeing that is reminding me of the happy moments we had in the tent, and then knowing that he is getting to enjoy it, and that it's helping his parents to burn off the kids' steam. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. So it just still makes me so happy to know when you can pass on something you know is going to bring joy to somebody else. Oh my gosh, so much joy.
Something that's like kids' toys. We got some hand-me-downs from Joe's brother for Violet, because we got rid of everything. And she plays with toys more than my other 2 kids did combined. And I've sent them videos of her playing with the toys that were hand-me-downs, of just like, thank you. She is loving this and loving every minute of it. And that makes me happy to be able to share with them.
And yeah, and that's just such a good reminder about passing things on, because they can be enjoyed and used. But okay, sorry, I just slipped into home management.
I did a call and I got one from TikTok. And it's my new friend, Jimothy. He's one of the only uncreepy men that came out of this. And he said, I was the inspiration for an anti-hero in a book that's selling well on Amazon, but I won't tell you which one, which, as we now know, mildly kills me. But I mean, could you imagine being somebody's inspiration in a book? No.
But it's for the anti-hero. Is that why he doesn't want to share the name of the book?
I don't know. Maybe not. Look how fascinated you are.
Okay. Remember my mystery with the actor I saw in the airport, who I've already forgotten his name? This is my new mystery. I'm gonna learn everything I can about, was it Jimothy?
Jimothy, that's what the name of her handle is.
This is my new mystery.
This poor man doesn't know what he got himself into.
Well, if he's in a book that's sold on Amazon, I mean, it's already, I'm not like diving into his personal life. Well, I mean, okay.
I mean, he's not sharing.
But I might be able to figure out who it is.
I mean, I could probably ask him in DMs if you wanted me to, or is that too much?
No, because remember, I wanted a new mystery to chew on.
Okay.
I may never know the answer. And
you may not.
Or I may find out tomorrow.
Maybe.
See, I love that.
It's giving me anxiety.
Those are our joy moments today that we're going to share. And we just, our hope is that one person got 1% joy in their day from hearing this. So please remember, you can be part of this joy ripple by listening, by sharing this with others, and by submitting your own joys. Nothing is too big, too small. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be current. It could have been something that happened previously. We want to hear all of the joy moments.
For sure. It doesn't have to be related to books. So yeah, that too.
Where do they go to submit their joy moments?
They can head to joyfulsupportmovement.com/submit to submit their joy moment and also any of the other things for our podcasts.
Thank you, Lacey.
Thank you, Sarah.